This is Audible.
The Dispossessed by Ursula Le Guin, read by Tim Treloar, with an introduction written and read by Roddy Doyle.
Introduction by Roddy Doyle. There was the excitement and the science. There were the men on the television. There were the new names for new things. Lunar module, atmospheric entry, the Sea of Tranquility. The moon was 290,000 miles from Dublin, but the Americans were sending a rocket, Apollo 11, up there. Five words captured the thrill of what was happening, the awe it inspired, and the comedy. A man on the moon. There was going to be a man on the moon. The simplicity of the phrase cut through the science and the challenge. The words made us laugh. The man on the moon became an actual man. The first man on the moon. He had a name, Neil Armstrong, and the moon had a capital M. It had become a place, a proper noun. I thought of Neil Armstrong and my 11-year-old self looking up at the moon in July 1969, to see if I could see anything, a light or a spark, knowing I wouldn't, hoping I would, happy to lie if I thought I'd get away with it. I thought of all this when I first read The Dispossessed. A few pages in, we follow a man called Shevek onto a spaceship. He's going to another planet. He arrives on the planet, Uras, and his arrival is a big event. He is the news, a celebrity, because he is the first man from the moon. From the moon. The Dispossessed was published in 1974, and I wish I'd read it then, when I was 16, 2 years after the last Apollo mission, when the space age seemed to be over, but the night sky still looked like a destination. But I'm not sure if I'd have liked it. I might not have finished it. The books I remember loving, Joseph Heller's Catch-22, Mikhail Sholokhov's And Quiet Flows the Dawn, Herman Wouk's The Kane Mutiny, were big books, house bricks about men at war. As for science fiction, I'm not sure if I knew it existed when I was 16. I went to Star Wars a few years later and enjoyed it, but that was all. I thought it was a bit silly, and still do. I read books by women when I was a child, Enid Blyton, Richmond Crompton, but the only book by a woman I read while in secondary school was Persuasion, and I read it because I had to. I hated it, and really enjoyed hating it, and still do. The first few months of university started to sort out my women's fiction deficiency. I read Wuthering Heights and To the Lighthouse and Frankenstein. But I didn't read The Dispossessed or anything else by Ursula K. Le Guin until early in 2018, after I read that she'd died. The First Man from the Moon. It's almost comical. It is comical. The Dispossessed is far from being a funny book, but the comedy is there. It's like the cat in Ridley Scott's film Alien. If a domestic pet could exist on a spaceship, then so could the thing that burst out of John Hurt's stomach. I believed what I was seeing. In The Dispossessed, Shevek arrives from his own harsh planet, Anaras, into a world of splendor. Stone, steel, glass, electric light. He's brought to a luxurious apartment, one room of which contained a bathtub, a washstand, and an elaborate shit stool. The coarseness of the thing, the comedy, makes Shevek human somehow, just as Alien's cat makes its owners human. I believed what I was reading. The men and women on both planets, on both moons, are human. But they're not. They're us, but not us. It's not just geographical or temporal distance, the way they dress or what they eat. Somehow, and I still don't know how she does it, which makes it wonderful, Le Guin invents new forms of humanity. Recognisable, but also beyond strange. Cam is the first word I thought of when I started to consider Le Guin's writing. It's an odd choice to come up with when trying to explain why her work quickly won me, why I could marvel quietly, at the fact that more than 50 years after I'd started to read fiction, I'd never read anything like this. Whether it's a riot she's describing or two physicists discussing time, whether it's a famine or sex, a hangover, shame, the sense of vileness and self-estrangement, a child seeing her father for the first time, foods and plants that don't exist, words from a language that doesn't exist. Le Guin calmly brings us through them. She mixes the familiar and the invented, gives them the same attention. She guides us through a world she's making up. Shevek grew up without his mother. She was somewhere else on an Aris. It's not unusual on the planet, in that society. She's not my mother or his mother, she's the mother. The definite article does the work. Le Guin trusts it, trusts herself and us. Shevek, a young man, eventually meets the mother, briefly. It's enthralling, cruel, shocking, and perfectly normal, because she is the mother. Our Earth is their moon. Our moon is their Earth. Shevek experiences both Earths, both moons, the only man so far to do so. He arrives into a capitalist society, a proprietarian economy. He has come from a society designed by anarchists. Le Guin brings us back and forth from place to place, philosophy to philosophy. The book is packed with ideas and discussions about ideas. Ideas about physics, time, politics, morality, gender, living and the purpose of living. Yet Shevek gets horribly drunk, very uncomically drunk, and behaves brutishly. But then he makes his major discovery while hungover and deeply ashamed. The hangover, his very human shame, pushes him to work. His work is fascinating. Another of Le Guin's achievements, her ability to write entertainingly about tricky concepts. But he witnesses the impact his controversial ideas are having on his family. He sees his daughter suffer. He's a traitor, he thinks. To his society, to his family, to himself. And he's brilliant. Brave, frail, wise, and slow. He's one of the great characters. Reading The Dispossessed is a deeply satisfying experience. I haven't seen it on any of the lists of books you must read while Trump is in power and the ice caps are melting. And that surprises me. For all its strangeness, it seems to describe a recognisable world, the place we're in now or soon will be. Read it and marvel and worry. Read it and look up at the sky.